We always talk about the few cloudy days that you have just before you decide on matchups and the opposition strengths and where you think you can try and hurt them. And you know, you can watch games and you can talk among ourselves, but you do have a few cloudy days where you're debating matchups, and then you know what I mean. By the beginning of the week, we'll get clarity on that there, and we'll move forward and back ourselves at that stage on what way we're going to play and the matchups we're going to go with.
You saw Galway. You've had probably more time to think about it since I was last talking to you. No easy task, by the sounds of it, and by looking at their scoring stats.
Yeah, really. No, they're a good side. They're a good side, and you know, they play with serious energy and in many ways abandonment when they attack. You know, they can hurt you from all over, so they can. Their full back line can get up the field and hurt you. Their defence is really, really good going forward. A lot of good ball players, and then you add on a lot of tricky forwards, Ian Monaghan and Colin Costello, boys they got there, really, really good in the front foot. So they will present a massive problem for us, but at the end of the day, you're in the last four of All Ireland, so you know, you're going to get that there.
People on the outside maybe saw the Cork result as a bit of a surprise, because they automatically think if you lose a provincial final, it's the end of the world. But the boys bounced back, and like after 10 minutes, it was comfortable. Some turnaround.
Aye, definitely. As I said to you previously, along the line, it wasn't as comfortable as it probably looked watching the game back. But listen, we did take a lot of positives from the Ulster final and how we played and the character that we showed in the second half. And, you know, Shea Burt hit in the post, Conall Higgins the one that was deflected off the line, their late goal, fine margins, and at the end of the day, obviously the result is the most important thing, but we knew there was fine margins and there isn't a kick of a ball between us and Tyrone. We knew that there, we knew Tyrone were a serious team. They hurt us badly in the first half, and we talked about that, and we knew that our attitude wasn't right and our mentality wasn't right, and the boys fixed that, and they went on, you know, with a much more steely determination last weekend, and it transpired in a very, very controlled, disciplined performance.
And off the pitch, a bit of frustration. These aren't in Croke Park in the triple header, but I suppose the hard thing this week is you just have to park that and make sure it's not a distraction, because it could be.
Listen, we've been down this road because last year, when you're winning an All-Ireland, or an Ulster title and an All-Ireland semi-final, you're telling the boys you were going to play in Croke Park, and that never materialised. So that was parked very quick, and it's absolutely no difference here now. You know what I mean? That's been parked. To be honest, we had hoped that it would be Croke Park, but we knew it was probably a long shot. So already we were prepared that wherever it was going to be, it was going to be. You know.
And by the way they played against Cork, you know, if they show up with that same level of attitude, that's what you're crying out for this week.
Well, that's the key, and that's just a training this morning. We've chatted about that there, that they've got the jag in terms of how important mentality is and your attitude to your performance. And they admitted they were off it against Tyrone at stages. And so they've learned that lesson, and they've seen with a proper mentality and the right mentality how it can transfer and transmit into a much improved performance. So here's hoping, but I suppose they're 16, 17 years of age. You have to guide them as much as possible. But here's hoping that'll, with having they'll heed that warning and they won't be going soft mentally this week now.
And finally, six Ulster finals in 8 years, three All Ireland finals in 6 years would be a nice statistic to have.
Aye.
In Parnell Park next Saturday.
It would be incredible. You know what I mean. You sort of have to stop yourself from...
Because it wasn't always like that.
No, it wasn't always like that, but you sort of have to stop yourself from thinking, from realising that we are only 60 minutes from an All-Ireland final, which is just incredible. It seems so long ago since out here in the 10th minute of the game against Donegal when we lost our captain and Ryan McNichol, and you just sort of question where could we go. But it has been the attitude of the boys and their commitment to each other and obviously their performance levels that they've just... We're just, hey, it's every game. It might sound like a cliche, it might sound boring, but it's every game, play the game that's in front of us, and we go from there and we see where it takes us, you know. But it is exciting at this stage. You know, you are 60 minutes from an All-Ireland final, and as you say, it hasn't always been like this here. Probably for a county the size of Derry, it's good, but it's only good if it happens, you know.